Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there. I can't believe it. We're halfway through September, folks. And it is a whirlwind of an upcoming fall. Wouldn't you say so, Cindy?
It is. You know, there's a lot of stuff in store, and this is like we're kicking it in now.
Right? Like, I remember years ago when I first came to Vero, 14, 15 years ago now, and it would be so quiet. September,
dead.
October, November, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. quiet. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had to muster up things to do for the holiday. Here we are, halfway through September, no shortage of things in line. Great things, by the way, great things. So this show, we have no formal guest. It's just sort of...
We're going to be the guests.
Yeah, we are the guests. We're just kind of doing like an up-to-date, a briefing, getting back in touch with all of the things that are happening so our listeners can save the date for some exciting stuff that is on the horizon, which honestly, we sometimes need that, like just a quick reprieve. So it's just something casual.
Mm-hmm. Fresher upper.
A little something. We also have a fantastic intern in the studio.
Yay.
Hello, Dane.
Hello, hello.
You know, he has no idea what to expect from me. We just met before we went on air, so this is exciting for him. Curveball. Curveball for this poor young man. His eyes are wide open. He's like,
exciting,
what is she doing?
Is
what?
Exciting the right word to use here?
It is indeed. It is indeed. Well, of course, the Vero Insider is brought to everyone each and every week because of fantastic sponsors. And starting off with Caliber Home Loans. In fact, this Friday is the Realtors Association of Indian River County's annual installation event. And one of Caliber's very own is nominated as an affiliate of the year.
Wow, that's a good score.
In fact, I was part of the nominating committee as a previous winner. And so it's stiff competition, to say the least. I mean, oh my goodness, nail biting. Never bite your foxy nails, though, folks. Never bite your foxy. You can't. In fact, even if you tried, they're strong.
Well, I'm thinking if you did, they'd fix it.
They would, in a heartbeat. That's what they're there for, days a week. Though I am like, Friday is going to be such a big day because Indian River has their installation for the Realtors in the morning. It's a brunch. It's going to be held at Quail. The following week, we'll be able to report back accordingly who was the winner. But then Martin County, which of course, White Glove Moving and Storage also helps the Martin County Realtors Association and their residents and clients move as an afternoon luncheon. So it's just like a very busy, busy week and busy upcoming weeks. So Caliber Home Loans specializes in nothing but home loans. It's not a bank. They're not doing any sort of mortgages for businesses, or it's strictly residential.
Right. For the homeowner.
For the homeowner. Mm-hmm. Veterans, they have a number of programs for first-time homeowners, veterans. Jumbo loans for those looking for bigger homes, which, of course, we have plenty of them along the A1A and in Beachside area. And even out west, oh my gosh, there's some sprawling ranch communities and different aspects. I mean, got to think, Indian River County is huge.
It is
we
huge.
We are a good-sized county with lots to offer. And so they are headquartered right on Miracle Mile, and then they operate throughout the Treasure Coast. And so if you yourself are considering going into this holiday season saying, you know, let's look at home ownership, let's look at what we might, you know, now's the time to get a deal, too. Mm-hmm. Before all the seasonal winter guests come back down, now's the time to have that consultation, have that talk, see what you can afford, and get on the right path. So Caliber, congratulations to their nomination, and we'll be able to report back next week. So yeah, so that's on Friday, the Realtors Association installation. Michael Armstrong of Keller Williams will be the incoming president. He actually just returned from Guatemala, which is where my heritage is from, and did an outreach program there, which he just had so many great posts, and it was so heartfelt. And I think that we're really in store for a great year. We were just under the leadership of Holly Bolero. She was here for the Realtors Association Habitat 5K Habitrot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great gal. And I mean, just, you got to think about it. Like, 1 year flies by.
It was like a snap. And so, I was going to say, Keller Williams steps up to a lot of that stuff.
They do. They were just a part of the beach cleanup this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Keep Indian River Beautiful did their annual international coastal cleanup. And I was the area manager on behalf of White Glove Moving and Storage for 5 local stops. And I was super impressed by the number of volunteers. In years past, we've averaged around 500 to 600 volunteers. Mm-hmm. We had over 900 volunteers this year.
Wow, incredible.
It was crazy cool. A lot of them were youth.
Good.
That's great.
Yeah, because they're more flexible. They're closer to the ground. They bend easier. They're able to get more debris.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying that I was very impressed with the amount of trash they were bringing back, and they weren't working up a sweat as easily as some of us that get a little older, myself included. They did a bang up job, and Keller Williams held down the fort right there at the Sexton Plaza. One of my stops, though, was the Gifford Boat Dock Boat Ramp, mm-hmm. Which is just like at the end of where White Glove is. So White Glove is 45th and US 1 in between US 1 and Indian River Boulevard. If you go east, they're on 45th Street and Indian River Boulevard. You take this little winding road and it ends there at the waterfront. And it's not patrolled, really, and a lot of folks go down there. They do some good fishing, but unfortunately, they also leave a lot of debris and a lot of trash.
Back in the day, that was like a really cool secret fish spot.
For sure, right?
You can get
some great, and mm-hmm. I've gone and met great fishermen that are incredibly responsible, and fisher ladies, for that matter. However, there's construction and stuff going on around those parts these days, mm-hmm. and so when I went there, there was a snake that was caught in some netting and some carpet remnants.
Oh.
And the volunteers, thank goodness they weren't afraid of snakes. I kept a safe distance.
Yeah.
But they were able to help free the snake. And I mean, it was a tremendous amount of carpet padding and remnants and debris that they pulled out of there. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I mean, who just leaves that behind? Like, come on.
Yeah, that's insane. How did it get there, I wonder?
I'm not sure. It's like, let me just take that and just dump it here. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But it was a day of community involvement, and it was really impressive to see so many people get together. Saturday night, I also then went to the first responders' first annual cook-off there at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
It was held under the agricultural tent. That was epic. That was the most delicious event I have been to in quite some time.
What did they have? What were the eats?
So, like, for example, it was a competition across the board for ribs or wings or pulled pork. You know, and each one had different offerings. Mm-hmm. Not all participated in all categories. But wow, that was just, I mean, wear elastic when you go to any sort of cook-off.
That is my advice.
Right? It was so delicious. And
now, what was the reason that they did that? It was the first annual?
Well, it's September, and September is First Responders Appreciation Month in honor of September 11th, of course.
Okay.
And so it was a pretty impressive event where so many people got together and broke bread and shared stories and said thank you to veterans and first responders. And they had a couple of vendors out there. That was kind of fun. And they had some of our top political representatives there, or those that are in the running. Mm-hmm. DeSantis showed up.
Okay.
Right. He's running for governor.
Yeah. He's backed by Trump, isn't he?
Yep.
He's got some good backing.
Yeah. He was there, and I got to take a selfie.
That's a biggie.
Yeah. That was a biggie.
Yeah.
He had more of a physical presence than what I had thought of him on TV, for example.
Okay.
Which is a good thing, I think. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that was, to say the least, it was warm. It started at 4:30. There was the cornhole tournament, all this great food. There was the Ladies of Soul played.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, it was quite the hoopla. But it was wonderful to see all these people from different walks of life come together and show support for the fact that no matter your political party, mm-hmm. that we all can, from the lifeguards to the firefighters to the deputies, I mean, they all play an important role in making our civilization as civil as it is. And it I was just happy to be there and bring my son and some of his friends to show their respect and understand that this is a position of authority and respect, and you know that we need to give thanks. And for $25, eating all the ribs and wings we can have, that was a deal.
Yeah, that is a pretty good deal.
It's a great deal. Yeah. So it's been a fun-filled weekend, and like I said, there's just more in store to boot. This Thursday, Spring Hill Suites on Indian River Boulevard, just up the street from White Glove off of 45th, before you get to Grand Harbor, is the unveiling of their renovations.
Yes. Oh, so it's this weekend.
It's this Thursday.
Okay.
This Thursday.
Okay.
It is important that you RSVP. So as you listen, tomorrow is the event. You can call up to Spring Hill Suites and put your head count in. Hopefully there's enough room. I can't wait. As White Glove Moving and Storage, we have the opportunity of assisting with the renovations. We teamed up with the designer. We received everything in our 70,000 square foot warehouse and then made all of the arrangements to deliver and install room by room, floor by floor. And even though I was there for the beginning, I didn't get to see the end product yet.
Oh, boo-hoo, but you'll see it Thursday.
Right. I mean, hey, I like being as surprised as everybody else. You know, I never knew what my son was going to be before I had him. Like, there's very few surprises you can have in life.
Right. So don't get the test first, or get the test and don't tell me.
Well, right. I mean, I knew I was pregnant. Like, that much I knew. Okay. But like that was
well,
a for sure.
Let's just straighten that out now. So like, you did know.
I did that
test.
Good. I just didn't know the gender. Like, I know gender reveals are a big deal these days and everything. But I love
that.
A good surprise.
Yeah, me too.
You don't always get to be surprised in life. So I did not know. And then lo and behold, he came out with the package, and I was a boy. Yay! I know his name. It's gonna be Charlie. So the same case in point for Thursday. I want to be surprised. I didn't go ahead of time, so I'm gonna be just as surprised as everybody else. That's gonna be pretty epic, and they do a wonderful job as far as partnering with Riverside Theater and a number of the community charities. You know, they're always giving free stays and making nice packages. And so the least we can do is support them. And when you have guests coming into town and you don't want them to stay with you, consider Spring Hill Suites by Marriott.
That is a good intro on how that works.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's
I'm
how we
impressed.
Support local business.
Yes.
We put our parents and other family members up there. You know, and we had an influx of folks coming down from the Carolinas in light of Florence.
Yeah, that's bombard up there.
Right.
We know how that feels, too.
We do.
And we do.
This Thursday, prior to that unveiling in the evening, is going to be the private industry's 30th anniversary of industry appreciation.
Oh, cha-ching.
Yep.
Wow.
Yours truly will be the Madam Chair, Mistress of Ceremonies. And FPL is the big sponsor. And when we were doing the rehearsal on Friday, Bart was saying that they're sending up 900 folks to help with the relief effort and linemen, you know, to bring power back so that they can get on to track to recovery.
Yeah, rightfully so, too, because we've had Duke Cowan down here.
Bart's like, listen, it's the least we can do for the amount of times we've needed other folks' help.
Absolutely.
So it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. And so that's this Thursday. So we're going to delve in a little bit more about the upcoming calendar and what we got cooking here at the Vero Insider with yours truly, Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close, call for reservations, and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company. Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Salsa it out. Salsa it out. Welcome back, Anna Valencia Tillery. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to the Vero Insider, made possible by terrific sponsors like the Hair Studio of Vero. Melissa and her team are just amazing. She has some talented folks in there to take care of the kids' cuts, the guys' cuts, the hot shave, the special design fades. And of course, like me, every 4 to 6 weeks, color touch-ups, changes for the season, quick blowouts for that special upcoming gala or event. She's located now, conveniently, off of 12th Street in Old Dixie in the Industrial Plaza right there. And it's totally worth the visit. It's the most affordable salon in Vero. I absolutely love her, and so do a number of my business colleagues and friends. So if you're looking and if you're in the market for someone new, Melissa and her team won't let you down. Foxy Nails open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza. I just emceed an event in Jupiter. And let's face it, folks in Jupiter are pretty fancy, right? Mm-hmm. Like Northern Palm Beach, they're pretty fancy. Yep. And everyone's complimented my nails, right? My fall flare nails, compliments of Foxy, and my hair color. And I am, you know, I don't like to think of anything special, but it just goes to show that we can still look good on a budget and keep it local. And we go out of town and people are like, hey, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's also different. So it's important to be yourself, you know, be true to what you want. It's just nice to know that there's stylists here that can execute your vision and do it in a cost-effective manner. So you look good anywhere you go. That's pretty awesome, right?
It is. Keep up with it.
It is. In Florida.
You got to.
You have to. I mean, if I see people without a pedicure in Florida and they live here, I don't pass judgment, but I think, why not? Why not? Yeah. But like a Dane, our intern, he's like, wait, it's different. You're a dude.
Fair enough.
It's a little different. But if you came into me with flip-flops and it looked terrible, I would tell you. Because it's my job. As the intern in the radio production studio, I would share that information with you. But I was there on behalf of White Glove Moving and Storage. And of course, one of the things that I like to talk about as we get ready to get into the fall season is that, you know, it's White Glove Moving is more than just full pack and moves. As you prepare for fall renovations, now that the weather is a little cooler, kind of, you know, depending on the time of day, or as you get ready to have house guests come in for the holidays, just know that we're here to help with the heavy lifting, the rearranging, the temporary storage, maybe even just help you bring things down out of your attic. Mm-hmm. Or bring things in so that you can be that great hostess. At White Glove, we have no minimums. We love heavy furniture and stairs and installation of various odds and ends, so you don't have to. So please think of us, and when you do hear of folks that are getting ready to relocate, because who would ever want to leave here? Maybe they're just changing it up a bit or coming to here. Please mention White Glove, whether they're coming from Florida or out of state. As an agent with Beacons Van Lines, we can assist.
And you still do the mail stuff, too, to mail, like, golf clubs, big things like
that's
that
right.
instead
that,
of fly.
That's our Pac Mail Beachside. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're getting a brand new parking lot if you've driven by the intersection of Beachland and Mockingbird. This is the time of year, especially here locally, where we all make our repairs and renovations and updates so that it's smooth sailing for all of our winter guests once they come to town. So, yes, yeah, so Pac Mail, again, can always come to you should you have any sentimental gifts or any sort of heirlooms, anything like that, especially as we get ready to go into holiday time. We team up with a number of the assisted living facilities, and we come to you, and we package and ship everything, help you with the gift wrapping. So it's nice to know that we're mobile. You don't have to always come to us. Something might be heavy, burdensome, or just super fragile, and you don't want the liability. We can make sure that they arrive on time and intact.
Mm-hmm. That's so make the phone call and ask. That's
yeah,
what I say.
It can't hurt.
No.
But yes, golf clubs is something that people love to ship.
Yep.
Because if you're going to be in a tournament, no matter where you go, you want your clubs. That's for sure.
Yeah, got to have your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blue Star, you know, she's on vacation until the 27th. So if you've gone by, don't fear. They're only away on vacation. She'll be back on the 27th. And speaking of the 27th, that is the night when White Glove Moving and Storage, along with sister company Pac Mail Beachside, will be hosting the Chamber of Indian River County's Business After Hours. At our warehouse, it's going to be a behind the scenes, a little bit of a formal passing of the torch from founder Phil DeLang to the new owner slash nephew, Caleb Clements, for the White Glove side, and then show how Phil and his team will continue on their tradition at Pac Mail. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are playing up the Hispanic Heritage Month theme, so we're going to have some nice signature drinks like a Moverita.
Oh, pray
instead
tell,
of a margarita.
Oh.
Get it? It's a Moverita. Mm. Yeah, we're gonna have a gourmet nacho bar. We'll have some shipping it sangria. I know it's clever. It's alliteration. Mm-hmm. I'm here for the fun. And so if you're not a chamber member, we love the chamber. It's fun to do business with chamber members. There's just a certain level of credibility and guarantee that you're going to get good service when you refer fellow chamber members, as well as a number of networking opportunities and other perks that come with it. So Indian River Chamber, if you haven't joined, if you're thinking about it, September 27th might be a good first time event for you to come. Don't hesitate to reach out to me via Facebook at the Vero Insider or at White Glove Moving and Storage, and we can make those accommodations for you so you can come check it out as a prospect. It's under new leadership. It's exciting. It's an exciting time to maybe jump on board. And as a matter of fact, right here in the production studio where we're at, they are responsible for the Who's Who directory mm-hmm. for the chamber. And my team at White Glove receives all those pallets and helps deliver them quite happily throughout the community. So as you see, it's just like this big community team effort thing happening, and it's a party to boot on the 27th of September.
And that's a huge undertaking to do all that.
I mean, they
stay stirring the community up.
I would like to say I try not to do those in heels, in all fairness, right. But sometimes that happens.
You never know. Girl in heels, backwards in high heels.
But, hey,
you can do
whatever it takes to get the job done. That's what it is. And save the date, too, for all the ladies listening. October 12th, we have now changed the Premier Women's Network, where yours truly is the happy hostess with the mostest, to the second Friday of the month. So October 12th at the Regency, 11:30 to 1:30, we're going to have a featured speaker, Christina Fernos, who is a stylist that helps you recreate the clothes that are already in your closet so that they fit you better and give you a bigger self-confidence boost, if you will. And then for those clothes that just you'll never wear, you've had them in there for years, helps you repurpose those and then find those new key signature pieces on a budget so that you can have the style and confidence that you need in your profession and in your play. It will be a 15-minute talk, and then we all get the opportunity to do a commercial. And for the first 5 months, we've started a new initiative where we're going to be giving the monies to a local charity, the first charity being Little Birthday Angels.
Oh.
Homegrown right here in Indian
Love
River
that.
County. So
yes.
For the next 5 months, every lunch you come to, a portion of those proceeds goes to the Birthday Angels, and in February we'll present them with all sorts of goodies for those teens that don't necessarily get the gifts at at the birthday parties that they do. So it's the Vero Insider. Visit us online at theveroinsider.com. Lots in store for this September and October. Please visit us and check us out online. Until next time, cheers.